We're both chuckling, and it's not the first time we've seen it, but Donald in the vest. I mean,
it's so good.
The props, they brought the props out here late, that's for sure. We're going to get to bottom of the hour. And by the way, stop with the snow totals right now. Just stop. Just don't even start. Stop with the snow totals.
Don't stop. Just send him to the proper place.
Yeah, adam.carter@odyssey.com. This show's policy, unless we're having significant storms, and this is not a significant storm. It's not.
But not yet.
If it turns into one, yes. We do have a winter storm watch.
It's winter weather advisory until 4 o'clock, Chad. Four more hours of this mess.
Where?
Right here.
Yeah, you don't know.
In the Twin Cities metro area.
I just drove in an hour and a half ago. It's fine.
Fine. You're
That's
the
it.
One
My
that was complaining.
Path. My driving path. We're getting to it. I walked, unlike you, you parked with the terrace today. I parked outside. Snow pellets in the face. We'll get to that later. Just Trump in the orange top. And then did he go more orange with the face for some reason? Because the photo you've seen, like, he's so orange and then his lips are so white. I get it. There's a lot of people use the bronzer. Who helps him?
It might have to do with, like, you see somebody with blue eyes and they wear a blue shirt and their eyes
maybe.
Really pop.
Maybe that's it.
He's wearing the orange vest. All of a sudden, the bronzer, boom!
Whoa. But, yeah, for prop purposes, for sure, the leg thing, I think, is a concern, man. I mean, I don't wish him any harm. He's limping on that leg and dragging that leg bad, and of course he doesn't turn any medical records over. We just got the one goofball from the 15 campaign, and then we had Ronnie Jackson when he wasn't popping Ambien and chasing people during the Obama administration. He said he could live till like 500. Apparently it's 12 inches here at Stillwater. Stillwater's closed. So they've closed. Okay, let's do this. Give us exaggerated snow totals. That's what we want. Just the worst snow totals you could give us. And also, just stop with the patio pictures, too. Get out of here with the patio pictures. No one cares.
Is Jason already on that?
Multiple.
Patio picture king.
No one cares. No one cares. It's great. You have a nice patio. No one cares to see the snow total on your patio. Zero.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
Get the ruler out there.
Great. Great. Dead to me. Hey, it's Halloween. Should we let's correct the record too from Heckle and Jekyll, as I told them off air. The only person on that show who makes sense is David Josephson. Okay, the only
That's
one.
That's typically right. Yeah.
Right. You know, I gave up on Carter years ago. I thought there was some hope with Jordana, but no. It's over. So David's scenario, if you missed it. David, the kids apparently trunk or treat every day for like a month.
Yes.
Right?
A lot of candy in the house. I heard that.
Excessive amount of candy. And he's a kind person. He's not going to save the candy for next Halloween. Who here at the station is capable of doing that? Anyone?
Maybe
you.
Put my hand up.
You save candy for the next year.
Several years ago, we bought one of the giant bags of, I think they were Tootsie Pops. And we didn't go through them all. So, yeah, threw them back in the storage room. There's about 50 or so left over for the next year.
When there's a food poisoning run for young kids in Woodbury.
Yeah.
I mean, those Tootsie Rolls, they last for about a week, I think.
E. coli, big in the Tootsie Pop community.
Exactly. So, Josephson asks, hey, my kids, we have so much candy. We hardly have any candy. We didn't buy much candy because people normally don't show at the house. Very different than Rena. I think their parade has already started. If you missed it, podcast, the Rena segment, 12:35 yesterday. She was funny. Very funny, as always. David says, can I? And the kids will not get through all this candy. Not possible.
No, and they're going to bring home seven bags worth tonight.
If you've listened to Josephson, they eat bark for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's right.
Right? They probably don't have power. They eat outside. They've never watched television.
I think every 2 weeks they're allowed some flax seed.
Yeah, that's it, right? He says, with all the excess candy we have, can we hand out some of that excess candy if we need to? And they used to act apoplectic. He's 100% right.
He is.
If you have that much candy, and there's no way either the kids are going to get to all of it, or you want your kids consuming this much candy, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's none.
Zero.
And the kids won't miss it. If they even know about it to begin with, we still have a bag of candy left over from last Halloween, which there has been candy added from Christmas and Easter. Mm-mm. The kids haven't touched it in 4 months. It's still just sitting in the in the closet.
5 years, 10 years. How long can the candy stay in this little storage area?
Well, it's going to go out tonight.
Yeah. You sure? Do you check the expiration date?
No, I'm going to take the bag and I'm going to toss it out tonight because it's going to be fully replenished up there anyway. So
yeah, that's dangerous. I mean, I would avoid the Woodbury estate of Dave Harrigan. Candy from years ago is going to be handed out. That's. I think you should be arrested potentially for that.
Well, I'm
going
to do that. Hand out some old meat.
The stuff Grundhoffers is maybe throwing out that didn't get up to standard?
No, the clearance section from Cub, you know. Picked it up on Saturday. I'm sure it's still fine.
Here's another rule for you. Stop bragging about your big candy bar. Okay? We know some of you exaggerate size. I'm looking at one right now. For me, not a problem. If you hand out three small candies, three variety packs, okay, so it's a Reese's, it's a Mr. Good Bar,
mm-hmm.
and give me another contrast here. Give me something
else. M&M, bag M&Ms.
M&M. And these are the three small ones.
Yes, fun size.
The fun size. That's what you keep telling Lindsay about.
Okay, enough.
You'd rather have that than the giant candy bar. Not even close. Not even debate.
What if it's your favorite candy bar?
It's not a store where you're ordering things. You just have to accept what you're given.
I'm saying if I am a big devotee of, let's say, the Three Musketeers bar, and somebody hands me a full Three Musketeers versus three little ones, I'd take the full. It's the novelty of it. It's the feeling that, wow, I got the big bar.
Okay.
And not only that, I only have to unwrap it once.
Okay. I'm very friendly in handing down candy.
Doesn't sound like
I'm not a cheapskate in any way, like your inclination. By the way, Hauser suggesting Tootsie Rolls could last through a nuclear holocaust.
Sure.
So, again, Tom, apparently, he's got so many homes, I don't want to identify which home. He's handing out Tootsie Rolls when he went to high school in the 40s.
He uses them as fuel for his runs.
Exactly. It's not a restaurant at my house. It's not like I put everything up there.
The menu?
And a menu and say, what would you like? No. Apparently you want a menu. Did you get a menu when you were a kid growing up? Is that what you had?
No, you get what you get. You don't throw a fit, as they say, Chad. But those houses that would give out the full-size candy
Nipsey
bar.
Russell is now coming back to life. I don't know. Is Nipsey still with us? I forget.
I'm not sure on Nipsey.
Do we have a poet I could use that's more current than Nipsey Russell?
Who's the young gal that spoke at the Biden thing and then the DNC?
Well.
Amanda Gorman.
Gorman. Poet. I don't know if... I think a poet's a little higher than just you rhyming on a regular basis.
She's a poet? Poet, and you didn't even know it. Gonna keep going.
Go ahead. Text me 651-461-9226. Rhyme for us here.
Send us your best haiku.
Okay. And then let me go back to an oldie but a goodie, and let me acknowledge that for an older child and a young adult with health issues, that's a separate situation. Okay. But 14's it. Let's lay this out. 14 is it. If you're 15, if you're 16, if you're 17, you're 18, you drove there.
Okay, fun police.
14 is it. Let's have some standards for Halloween. And by the way, don't be afraid to say how old you are. Don't be afraid.
You're A, fun police. If I turned 15 yesterday and I want to go out trick-or-treating tonight, I'm going out
trick-or-treating. How old is okay for you? Mid thirties,
at least through high school. Yeah, if you want to, if you're able to pull it off, if you give a good solid effort in your thirties, you want to do that?
No,
bring the kids.
This
out?
Is a kids' event. The trick or treating is your parties where you want to slut it up. That's adults. Okay, not 14 max.
You're a complete fraud. Just last week, you were talking to Billy Guerin about the candy he gives away. Full-size bars, I believe he mentioned, by the way.
He did. He's
you didn't rip him for that.
Bragging.
But you also asked specifically for the adults that are walking the kids by.
A little,
do we get a little something for the adults?
Yes.
A little, you know.
Who are with the young kids.
What's the difference?
The adults are not with the 16-year-olds are on their own.
You know, you're still trick-or-treating for a mini bottle of Fireball.
You know what? The 16-year-olds get onto TikTok, get addicted, get depressed, do what most 16-year-olds do. You know, I mean, come on. Feel terrible about your life. Come on.
I mean,
stop going to houses, with a beard.
You're asking to go over to Billy's house and get a little little cocktail
adults.
Made for you.
What, do you want kids to get that too?
No, kids can get the candy.
Well, actually,
adults?
You do. You want, I mean... Anybody who looks 19, 20, apparently at the Guerin house, Dave's policies, they can show up and they can have whatever they want.
You asked him and he said absolutely. You basically invited yourself over.
If you're willing to dress up, you get candy. No.
Yes.
No, the texter. No. Would you rather your teenager was trick-or-treating rather than out drinking? Yeah, I want him out drinking and driving and killing people.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's a fair comparison. Admit the public agrees with it. 14, by the way, also, we've just discussed this one, and it's a great curb. I retweeted it. Larry's right. You can't just show up without a costume. He's right. In the curb.
Yeah, I agree with that. You got to put some effort in.
Okay, so in other words, the 16-year-old shows up at your place with no costume on. You're now saying no?
If they show up at my place, I'm going to hand them candy. I'm not going to shame
no
them
standards.
On the front step.
This is why
so many
other countries have passed.
I'm going to talk about them on the radio the next day. I'll probably get their name, hopefully get a photo.
Okay. Will you have your ankle bracelet on when you go to the front door at this point?
Yeah, it's fashion.
Okay. Fashion. For sure it is. Are you with me that we need standards, 14 max age? The small candies are better. And what else did we raise right there? Those are the main ones, right?
That's pretty good.
Let's have bring back standards. Let's go. Come on. Bring back standards. So like Norda when PA says that, they start chanting together. Yadot. I mean, wait, come on. Let's go.
Sorry, this isn't that show, Jack.
Okay, thanks a lot. 14-year-old max for candy. You know you're with me. Text me. 651-461-9226. I'm very disappointed in myself right now.
You should be for everything you said last segment.
No, I'm 100% there. Vanita, very kind of her, because like this is her Super Bowl, right? Halloween?
Yes. She is the treat provider, I think, year-round, pretty much around these parts. But
store-bought cookies, and it really wasn't first of all, thank you. Wasn't a great cookie, though. I should have passed. And I still have.
Thank you for the garbage cookies, what you're saying.
I mean, so you ripped it too, but it was still kind.
I didn't eat one.
Yeah, I know, because you ripped it. But I should have passed on that, and I didn't. I mean, it was right. I only had half of it. No discipline.
The grocery store sugar cookie, always disappointing.
It is.
It really is always disappointing.
It is. It's very disappointing. Chadula, you have a way of taking the fun out of Halloween. Stop it. Chad, maybe when trick-or-treating as an older kid, go to friends' houses or relatives. Then you have to have a costume. Okay, fine. Yeah, when you're 15 and older, you know, find somebody, bob for apples, do whatever what you want to do. Stop. 14 and he's 6'2", he's still a kid. How does anyone make judgments? Stop judging kids. We're allowed to. There's a new rule in the United States of America where talk show hosts are allowed to judge. And most of the time it's with a wink. But I have no height restrictions. Did I say anything about height?
You didn't.
I did not say anything about height.
Are you checking IDs?
Yes. I've got a whole list of names, and I've got their birth dates.
Without an ID, but you can't trick or treat. That's Chad's policy.
Mm-hmm. I love it when teens come. All teens and adults welcome in my home. They're fun-loving kids and causing trouble. Okay. How about, I don't know, 47? Is that okay?
Some 47-year-old might just want a Snickers, Chad.
No costume. I'm reading your text here. StylesFinancial.com talking text line. No costume, no candy, no age limit. And by the way, I hope the mother next door shows up in a costume. That's so good. If you're old enough to wear a sexy anything costume, you're too old to trick-or-treat. But maybe you can come in. Another
fine.
Funny text. Excellent. All right, let's go to Bobby. Bobby has called in. Bobby, I just have a sense you're going to agree with me. Dave has not told me anything, but you're with me on this age situation, right, Bobby?
I am not, Chad. I tend to agree with a lot of what you have to say, but in this instance, I'm wondering why you want to limit our joy.
I just want some standards. I don't want people in their 20s and 30s.
Why?
Trick-or-treating? I, because it's a kid's holiday. We have a chance to go to adult parties. We, as adults, we don't go to kids' parties. We don't encourage the kids to go to our adult parties. There's so, I love when we intermingle in many other areas. This, we need a little separation.
Well, I disagree. This is a joyful thing. I've been doing it for the past 10 years. I'm a small build guy, and I wear a Freddy Krueger costume. They don't see my face. We don't talk. And I take the candy. I live in Edina. And I take the candy back to my office. Yeah. And my coworkers every year love the fact that I do this. We actually, they're preparing today. They're excited for me to be doing this tonight because tomorrow we're going to have all of my spoils of my night, and I've got a great plan. I've already identified for the past few years the doctors and dentist homes, so they give out the big candy bars, and I've been doing
it. How do you know the doctors and dentist homes? How do you know that?
Oh, I don't know. That's kind of a joke. I don't know. It's, you know, I mean, and it's like you always go there, right? And you know, when we were kids, if somebody passed out, like, apples, like, we egged their house. Right, so
it's a bit much, kind of, Bobby. I mean,
well,
Bobby,
trick or treats.
Okay, so you said you've been doing this for 10 years. You work. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Come on, 26-year-olds should be trick or treat, Bobby. I can be honest. That sounds like a garbage idea.
It's the same costume. I haven't done anything different over the years, except for, like I said, I'm a small build guy. I go out. I have fun. I have another friend who goes with me, and he's a ghost.
How old is
so
he?
We're the same age. We used to go do this at 26. Sometimes it's 16. When we went at 16 years old, well, we used to do that. We don't do this anymore. But we pull out, like, the trash cans out of the driveways to, like, block the street. So, again, tricks and treat.
Okay.
You know, so we would do those kinds of things. We still do that once in a while to the ones that, like, again, give us apples or fruit snacks.
Right? How many homes approximately are you egging right now?
Oh, we haven't egged in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. What are you doing right now if it's not a satisfactory gift or treat?
Well, I've got the route pretty well down now, and so, you know, they're pretty good. You know, the neighborhoods we choose, we move around too quite a bit because of the. You go to the affluent neighborhoods, and so we have a little map. Again, my coworkers love it because they bring it all back, and it's joyful for all of us, right? And
how about going out to eat? You know, how about a Halloween party with other adults?
You can do that any day. You can't go around to people's homes any other time and get free candy. There is no other time to do it than now. And what does it matter? What age does it matter that we are, Chad? Right? Like, and you're calling us names? Like, you're stealing our joy. Why do you need to steal people's joy?
I'm encouraging the kids to have their joy and adults to have their joy. I don't want adults to do something that is meant for kids, just like kids shouldn't do certain things for adults.
No, that's not. It's not your apples and oranges.
Do you get oranges too at these houses, or just apples?
We've had oranges. You know, that's part of it too. And you know, I don't. Again, those aren't the houses we're going to. So we're not really, you know, we're targeting the big candy, and we do it, and it's great, and it's fun, and we have a laugh. And guess what else? We're laughing today at the office, and we're laughing tomorrow at the office.
I'm going to read you a text here. It's for the kids only. Get this idiot off the air. That's from a texter, not from me.
Well, next, what, did they call me garbage? Maybe I'm garbage to them. You know, maybe they need a little joy in their life. Do they live in Edina? I could come by there and show them my Freddy costume.
Texter says eggs are too expensive to be egging into his house. Hey, inflation,
yeah.
Bobby.
Well, they also, I got warned by that, too. I think I could get in trouble for that, being an adult.
You think?
So
I think we can move that past think, Bobby.
I don't know. I don't want to push it.
I think you should go to a bar tonight, Bobby. Just hang out with some adults.
Oh, we go to the bar. Yeah, we do that.
Dave, do you have any thoughts for Bobby right here?
I'm on team Bobby.
Oh, get out.
It does not. I think, like Bobby said, it does nothing to hurt the kids. The kids are enjoying their fun.
No,
Bobby
does.
Can enjoy his fun.
It does, because
yes.
If a home buys, Bobby, hold on. If a home buys set amount of candy and a number of adults go to this house, then when the kids show up, the candy's gone. You're taking kids' candy, Bobby. How can you do that?
Calm down. It's two of us. What is it? There's two of us, so they got two less candy bars.
More text. What? Bobby needs to grow up.
Okay. Fine. You know, you're robbing us of joy. You're robbing people of joy. Stop doing that. Let people live.
Bobby, call us tomorrow and let us know how it goes.
All right.
Thank you, Bobby.
Love the show.
Thank
Love
you. Appreciate
show,
that. Yeah. You feel better about your position now that Bobby's called in?
I don't know if I feel better about mine, but I feel worse about yours. I think Bobby was very sensible. By the way, look out the window right now. Is that not disgusting? Bobby, very sensible.
Snow
and
pellets.
Like he said, he's not stealing. You're talking about stealing the joy from kids. They're all out trick-or-treating. It's him and his buddy.
He's
They're not
taking
magically taking the
candy.
Last candy bars from every single house and, you know, flaunting it in the face of the kids that show up a minute later.
Somebody wants to know if this is Rena's brother. Somebody's saying he's immature. Adults should go to the candy store. I mean, I think that's a different sort of store, just my guess.
A little bit.
How about this one? Not for the betterment of the country, but for this show, for the two of us who do this daily, and for you folks who listen, who should win the presidency? Okay, for show purposes only, and God knows we talk serious politics and we talk serious issues, we're going to get to some lighter stuff today. We'll get to some serious stuff. I mean, there are times all we do is serious stuff. We can have a little bit of fun. Jim Pete. At 105 to Russia, you know, we'll talk about what his favorite topic. What will that be?
Himself.
Himself. Right.
Hating dogs.
Bobby's an American hero. Chad, you're a party pooper. This guy's stealing my joy. Number of texts coming in here on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. For show purposes, you as a listener, not who you believe will lead the country, but an even more important issue. For show purposes, who do you want to win, Harris or Trump? I mean, let's look at it this way. Well, let's pause. We'll expand on that in a little bit. Show purposes only. Is it Trump or is it Harris? Who do you have? What do we have for a music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
We have Halloween music. That's not Halloween music, Chad.
Okay.
We've already heard Zombie from the Cranberries. We've got the Monster here from Eminem and Rihanna.
Yep.
All Halloween theme, but not actually Halloween music.
Among the attacks, again, show purposes, from a strategic perspective, Trump, if he loses, we run the risk of being relevant 4 years from now, and none of us should be subjected to that. Okay, let's talk about each of them if they lose. Trump will not accept a loss. Is that fair?
I think that's been proven.
I mean, he hasn't accepted any loss. He says the bankruptcies in life were the right things to do. Any court loss, he doesn't accept.
Seems like we're already making plans to not accept a possible loss here.
He's going after Pennsylvania already. So there's no scenario. Harris is not going to do this, right? But Harris could win every state in the nation, and Trump would not accept it. So November, December, January would be a repeat of last time, but now they've had 4 years to plan. There's a lot of speculation on what they may do. There's a lot of concrete action on what laws have been changed, what laws have not been changed. So Trump's not vanishing. Okay, so now we get to January 20th under this scenario where Harris wins. He said at some point this summer, if he loses, that's it. Do you think that's true? Do you think, I guess two things. Is he, would he run again? Or maybe more relevantly, for the next 2 years, is he going to back away? Is he going to just say, I'm going to go back to my life as a businessman, as opposed to someone who's as visible as he's been, tweeting, and really being the person he's been since 2015. He took a little bit of a break in 21, but that didn't last long.
You'll hear from him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think he likes being the guy on, you know, calls up on Fox and Friends or whatever else. I think he loves having his voice out there, and he loves ripping. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think MAGA cuts him off, do they? Even though they could say, all right, we didn't win as much as we thought in 18, but midterms are tough. You got to point that out.
Yep.
Didn't win in 20, although most of MAGA wouldn't accept that, I guess. 2020, when midterms are tough for Biden, they didn't win as much, the Republicans, as they thought, and then lose 2024. What percentage of his loyal folks would say, thank you for creating this, thank you for being the original MAGA guy, but it's time for you to move away?
Publicly? Not many.
Yeah.
I think there'd still be plenty of fear of what Don would say then about you in the media or on social media.
Yeah, politicians for sure. I think most of his voters probably would say, we don't want you to go anywhere. So let's go with the scenario. She loses. And it gets so close. I mean, look at the polls. Again, I slightly lean to him. But
you've always been a MAGA guy.
you know me. Big MAGA guy. If she loses, she goes away for a period of time, but does that end her chances of running in 28?
Yes.
You think it does? You think you ran in 19, you didn't even make it to Iowa, then you basically were given this, and you lost this guy, you're done.
Yes.
I think she might run, but she would not be in the top two or three. She might not even be in the top three or four.
She could run, but there's no chance she would win the nomination.
Okay. For us, again, the country's way more important than us, but we're having some fun with this one.
Is it?
Not really. Donald Trump gives us material constantly. He does. Am I tired of talking about him? I love my job. I really do. I thoroughly enjoy working with you and the folks I've worked with here. So, and I did a show from 1990 to 2015 where I never talked about the guy. So could we do the show again without talking about him? 100%. There are times when I get worn out by it. And there are, listen. There are stations across the country where there are hosts or there are policies where they are told not to talk about Trump because it's divisive. I think that's some cowardice myself. Now, if you're an all sports station or you're a Christian station or you're a station that doesn't talk politics, but if you have hosts who talk about current events, including politics, but now you've been told don't talk about them, I think it's really weak. What do you think about that?
I think if you're news talk, you don't have to you know, if you're not into politics, you don't have to do Trump
right.
every day.
Yes.
But when there's big moments, certainly when there's an election, yes.
If your pattern has been for decades, or, I don't know, 5 years, whatever, where you normally talk about current events, and now because this guy's so divisive, you don't talk about him, I think that's just weak.
And there's plenty of ways to do it without,
really weak.
You know, strongly favoring one side, saying, I hate this person or I hate that person. You can still talk about it.
You can, but if you're the host who gives super strong opinions all the time, or co-host or whatever, and then you're kind of lukewarm in this area.
Well, you can both sides it like you. You don't like anybody.
I love Bobby. Bobby called off air. We
Kennedy?
Yeah. Bobby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bobby Kennedy. Yeah, I detest Bobby Kennedy's views on autism and vaccines. He's lying, ladies and gentlemen. I tweeted it out again. He's just lying. Wakefield was disproven, all this other BS he tosses out about autism vaccines, and it infuriates me as the father of a son with autism, because he's lying. And he might have incredible power in that administration, which staggers me. Harris, I would just be more like a normal president, right?
You hope so.
But wouldn't she be more like, you know, now I was about to say W, but then we had 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe HW, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. I mean, stuff would happen. By the way, we have no idea about competency. But that would be more typical, I would
might
say.
Might be a lot like the current president. You might not hear from her much.
She provides the word salads. We know that. She has not distinguished herself from Biden when she's been asked that. They won't hide her as much as Joe Biden. I don't think.
Maybe not as much.
Yeah.
But they might also say, you know what? The whole word salad thing gets us ripped.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the text here, because a lot are coming in. For pure show purposes, as a listener, who do you want, Trump or Harris? Meanwhile, it's 450 inches of snow taking place in downtown Minneapolis. Bring back summer. You said 35, is that right?
No, I said 50.
Okay, I had the headphones on. I think a lot of people are genuinely saying, and I get it, you're listening in and out, you're doing stuff, are texting us. We're getting a lot, and I so appreciate it. I mean that in all sincerity. And I hope people get when we do certain things with a wink. 651-461-9226. I think more people are texting. Like, here's a texter. Harris Walls, without question, we have no other viable choice. Okay, that's person who thinks that Harris and Walls should win. We're trying to separate just for show purposes briefly.
What do you want to hear?
Yeah.
What don't you want to hear?
Exactly. Here we go, another person. Trump had 4 years of peace and prosperity. Harris, completely unknown, other than she's a total leftist. Okay, that's their opinion. We could come back on both these, but we're talking more for show purposes. Also, did you see that Trump said he would choose RFK to head up our public health program, including Department of Health and CDC? I fear for those two departments if that guy is in charge of that. He's not qualified in any way possible. I hope Harris wins 1,000%. Hopefully Trump would just go away, but I know that won't happen. He's not going anywhere, right?
Maybe prison.
That's fair. If she wins,
Jack Smith is he's a busy guy if she wins.
If he wins, the first thing he does is fire Jack Smith.
Oh.
I'm not exaggerating.
No.
First thing. Right?
He will raise his hand, put the hand on the Bible. Once that's done, Jack Smith, you're fired.
Trump loses, we get to deal with the election was stolen. Harris loses, we get to deal with Dems attacking Trump for the next 4 years. Either way, we all lose. It's pretty good. Chad, how funny the news media forgets how Hillary Clinton was in denial of election results. Thanks, John. The night of the election, at about 2 a.m, Hillary Clinton called Donald Trump and congratulated him on the victory. Did they bring up Russia afterwards when more information came out? Absolutely. Did the Robert Mueller hearing live up to its expectations? No. Some of that was due to the poor health of Robert Mueller. Some of it was due to Bill Barr selectively editing what was out there on Russia. If you want to read the Senate bipartisan report on the Trump campaign and Russia, I would encourage you to do it. It's Democrats and Republicans. And if you think there was an intermingling between Trump's campaign and Russia, read the report. So there no doubt was some Clinton complaining and wondering about Russia's role. By the way, Trump was asking, hey, if you can get, hey, Russia, if you can get her emails. That was pretty subtle, right? But on the night of the election, when I'm sure she was, what, 99.99% convinced she was going to win, she called him. Donald Trump has not conceded a single time. That's still a pretty significant difference. And again, if you're wondering, this is from a person who did not vote for Hillary Clinton. Trump won't disappear unless he has a stroke or dies. He's addicted to power. Yeah, but if he loses and he won't acknowledge it, we're still not going to talk about him nearly as much.
Oh, no, certainly not.
Right? Harris, so we can finally stop talking about Trump and start talking about actually fixing problems. I don't know. It will be more typical political talk if Harris wins, just like it would be more typical political talk if Haley would have defeated Trump. But Trump crushed her, right? Will we get a lot of things done? I would love to see it. Is she going to challenge her own party? Who is she going to govern like? The person she was in 1920? Is she going to govern like now? Who has control of the Senate? Who has control of the House? Twitter will be a lot less exciting or very normal if Trump doesn't lose. And who's going to win? Good luck to all of us, because I don't think any of us are certain right now. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for us to stop talking. It's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Arvin and get free installation labor.